I have been reading a book that the great Anthony Capello sent me a little while ago. Again, one of the perks of this job is you get showered in free books. So it's a book called Zionism, A Concise History by Alex Rifkin. It delivers exactly what it promises. It is a concise, the book's only 200 pages, but it is a very engaging history of Zionism and interesting and I'm only about sort of halfway through it at the moment, and it started a few days ago. But the what Rifkin does is better than any history I've read, and I'm reasonably familiar with the story of the establishment of the State of Israel. But he traces that unbroken link from ancient Judea and in the Kingdom of Israel, from the final expulsion by the Romans in 70 CE, all the way to the late 1800s and the founding of the modern Zionist movement. And indeed, where I'm up to right now is the British mandate over Palestine after the First World War, and how the fledgling proto state of Israel grew out of that. But Rifkin's a very deft historian. He's a very good writer. And one of the most interesting parts of it that came out for me was the role of the British and the British Empire in creating Israel. And it chronicles Theodor Herzl and the early Zionists in Europe, in continental Europe, trying to initially appeal to the Kaiser of Germany and the Tsar of Russia on the basis that, and they were partly interested in the Jewish nationalism project and the Israel project on the basis that, well, we don't want the Jews in our country, so yeah, sure, we'll support giving you a tract of land where you can all go and be among yourselves and get out and stop leeching off blah blah blah, whatever the anti-Semitic tropes were at the time. Only the British were, first of all, the most effective partners in the Zionist project, but secondly, only the British were interested in Zionism for the right reasons. And Chaim Weizmann, a British chemist who invented mass production of acetone, which helped the Allied war effort in World War I, was able to get all these audiences with people like Winston Churchill, who was some government minister at the time. And some of these people who Weizmann was explaining Zionism to ended up in tears, because it resonated with the British idea of self-determination, of basic rights, of the I guess the Christian ethic of returning to Zion, which gave us indeed the Christian Zionism movement. So a very, very interesting book, and something that'll be a sort of a square peg round hole effort for me writing a review for the IPR review, linking Jewish nationalism with ideas of liberty and freedom and all the rest. But that work, or that challenge, has been made very, very easy by Rifkin's excellent historical chronicling of the 2 millennia of Jewish nationalism.
That does sound like a fascinating book, Gideon, and it reminds me of a book I read by Michael Oren, who was born in America, shifted with his family to Israel, and later became ambassador to America. And he talked about Americans' deep interest in Israel over virtually since its founding, at least those who were manifested by the an Old Testament. The Christians who were manifested by this Old Testament interest in the ancient land of Israel and were very supportive ultimately of Zionism. And it's amazing just how lucky, in a sense. It's not often you get to say that about the Jews in history, but to go from a world dominant power like Britain, and then for the torch to be passed to America, to go from one essentially Philo-Semitic country to another, which gave them the chance to establish themselves, and now they can sort of do it on their own, but they really needed that help at the start.
Yeah, well, they needed a colonial power to actually grant the land, because it was at the time of modern Zionism's birth, it was under the control of the Ottoman Empire, the Turks, and it was, yeah, a twist of fate that the British, who had already committed to actually building a Jewish national home in that area, were given the mandate over what was then known as Palestine. So, yeah, if it had ended up in the hands of the French or something, history could be very, very
That's
different.
right. Exactly, yeah. And that was under the League of Nations, remember
That's true,
that?
yeah.
Yeah. Goodness. No, it does sound like a good book, and I look forward to you reviewing it for the winter edition of the IPA Review, Gideon, because
Absolutely.